Heartbeat. Today, I want to talk to you about drawing closer to God. Sometimes in our lives, we can feel distant from God. Maybe it's a common thing that you've felt. We can sometimes feel really close to God, and then for months at a time, we can feel really apart and like we can't get close to Him. So I want to encourage you today about some of the ways that what things we can do to draw ourselves closer to God. And what I want to start with is the scripture in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8. And it says this, "Draw near to God and He will draw near to you." Very simple. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Now, sometimes I like to try and memorize a few scriptures, and that one's a really great one to have because it's not too difficult to remember. And I love it because it tells me, as I draw near to God, then He draws near to me. You know, in life sometimes, I can be very good at ignoring people. I can get a text message, I can get a phone call, and I can choose not to reply. Very simple. And people don't know that I've ignored their phone call, that I saw it coming up on my phone and I've decided not to answer it. I can do that. But do you know God can't ignore us? He can't. He can't do it because He loves us. He loves us so much, He can't ignore us. So when we turn to God, when we draw near to Him, when we think of Him, when we pray to Him, He draws near to us. But without God, He waits. He waits until we invite Him in. He's not going to force Himself in. He waits because He is a loving God and He wants to give us the choice. But we can be so encouraged that when we draw near to Him, when we take a step, He's there. He will draw near to us. And I want to look at two people in the Bible that we can look at their stories and we can be encouraged that God will draw near to us. And the first story is in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. You can have a look at it later, but it's about Zacchaeus. You may have heard of Zacchaeus before. He was a tax collector. He was despised by the people in his town because not only did he collect taxes, and we never love paying our taxes, but not only did Zacchaeus collect the taxes, he also took more than he should have. He took more off the people in his town. So people despised him. People didn't like him. And Zacchaeus hears that Jesus is coming to his town. He's heard of Jesus the prophet. He's heard of this miracle worker. And Zacchaeus wants to see him. But there's a crowd. And Zacchaeus is short. Now, I know what that feels like to be short. I'm not a very tall person. I felt like I was until I discovered that I'm the shortest in my family, not even taller than Mum. So I know what it feels like to be short. And this is Zacchaeus. And there is this big crowd. And Jesus is there. And Zacchaeus can't see over the crowd. So what does he do? Because he wants to get close to Jesus. He climbs a tree. So he's looking over this crowd. And Jesus looks up at Zacchaeus and he says, "Tonight, I'm having dinner at your house." Jesus saw him. Zacchaeus wanted to get close to Jesus, and Jesus got close to him. The other story is the story of the hemorrhaging woman, a woman who's been bleeding for 12 years, such a long time, and she's seen doctors, she's tried different things, and nothing has healed her of her hemorrhaging. And she hears that Jesus, the prophet, is coming to her town. And she thinks, maybe, just maybe, if I could just touch Jesus's cloak, if I could just touch him, then maybe I'd be healed. So she reaches through this crowd. Again, there's a crowd. She reaches through this crowd and she touches his cloak and immediately she's healed. She is changed. And Jesus straight away knows that someone has touched him, different to the people who are in the crowd next to him. Someone has with purpose touched him and has drawn near to him. And Jesus then draws near to her and calls her out. As she drew near to him, he drew near to her. So what does that mean for us? What it means is if we are to draw near to God, then we need to do something. We need to take action. We need to make a step. Now, something that we can do, some of these things that we can do to make a step to show God that we are trying to draw near to Him is we could pray every day. We could attend Mass. We could read the Bible. Maybe you don't read the Bible. Maybe you could start to show God, "God, I'm trying to draw near to you. Would you come and draw near to me?" You could ask others for prayer. You could ask God for something in prayer. to show you, to show him that you are trying to draw near to him. You could take a step forward in something that you think God has been saying to you, has been speaking to you about for a while, and maybe you haven't taken that step, but you know you should. You could take that step to say, God, I'm drawing near to you. Can you see that as I step forward, as I do this task, as I take on this job, as I look after these children, Lord Jesus, that you have asked me to, Lord, as I do that, as I draw near to you, would you draw near to me? And something that we can learn from these stories, from Zacchaeus and from the story of the hemorrhaging woman, is that they were both open to God and what he wanted to do, and they both sought after him. They sought him out. So when we come to God with a sincere heart, saying to God, God, I want you. Would you come more into my life? God sees that heart and he comes. He comes every time. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 13, it says, when you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. You know, Zacchaeus sought after Jesus. He couldn't see him because of the crowd, but he sought after him and he made a way so he could, and Jesus saw him. The hemorrhaging woman, she wanted with all her heart to be healed. So she sought after Jesus. She reached through the crowd and Jesus healed her. If you seek after him, he will come to you. They were open to what God was going to do for them. They were open to hearing from God. When we draw near to God, he always draws near to us. And then with that, we can know that God sees us for who we are. Zacchaeus, when Jesus saw him for who he was, and he loved him. When Jesus saw the hemorrhaging woman, he saw her for who she was, and he loved her. When God sees us, he loves us for who we are. And then from that, Jesus transforms us. He transforms our hearts. He calls us to be more like him. So can I encourage you today that if you feel distant from God, that you can be assured that if you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. What steps do you need to take? What do you need to do to show God that you are drawing near to him? And just to simply say, it doesn't have to be a big convoluted prayer. It can be a simple sentence. God, would you come to me? God, would you draw near to me? So let's pray and ask God to come near to us today. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you say to us in this scripture that as we draw near to you, that you will draw near to us. So Lord, I pray right now for all of us who may be feeling distant right now, for all of us who maybe need to go deeper with you in different areas of our lives, Lord Jesus, that as we say to you that's what we want, as we pray to you, as we take a step in that direction, Lord Jesus, as we show you that that's what we want, as we show you that we're trying to draw near to you, God, I pray that you would draw near to us, that you would speak to us, that you would come closer to us. And I pray for open hearts. I pray for hearts that would seek you out, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that you see us and that you come and you transform our hearts to be more like you. I pray for all these women across the world right now, Lord Jesus, who are turning to you and want to draw near to you right now. And I thank you that you guarantee us that you will draw near to us. I pray for everyone, Lord Jesus, all these women right now. And I ask all of this in your mighty name, Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.